This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Hallelujah. Now, another thing that he's talking about right here, which shows you the corporate side of it, and I was thinking along these things, and I went to church. I don't get to go to church that often because I'm usually traveling on the weekends, but I went to church, and our pastor's Brother Keith Moore. And Brother Keith Moore, I mean, he was preaching that Sunday morning. He had us up shouting. He was preaching on how the Lord said that he has given us authority and that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. And I mean, I was up there shouting the loudest. And then he dropped us like a lead balloon. He said, well, if that's so, how come there's 6 billion people on the earth and we have not done more than we have? If the gates of hell won't prevail against us. And he talked about some things. He talked about how the people did not enter into their promised land because of unbelief. Belief has a lot to do with it. And it said that they were stiff-necked against God. And he accused us of being stiff-necked against what's written in the Word. Well, you could be stiff-necked against the idea that God has seated you in heavenly places. You could be stiff-necked. You could say, no, 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 I'm supposed to squirm down around here. And just suffer. But no. You have to be humble. You humble yourself to the Word of God. And you say, the Word is true, and He seated me in heavenly places, and I'm not letting the devil rule in my house. My wife is sweet. I don't care if she's acting ugly. She's sweet. Bless the Lord. And you demon that's come in here, I take authority over you. My son, Chip. The lapel mic's okay now. Is it? Bless the Lord. All right. My son Chip and his wife, we've been testing these things. You can test things. The Word of God will bear up. And so his little boy, 7 years old, been getting up out of bed for 2 or 3 mornings, just grouchy. And Chip and his wife are very strong disciplinarians. They're both school teachers. And he gets a lot of paddlings. And, you know, they just hate to start so early in the morning. So they said, hey, wait a minute here. This could be a demon in there. A low-level devil. So they took authority over low-level devils, over his nightlife. You don't need to have bad dreams, and your children don't need to have bad dreams. It's devils that give them bad dreams. And said, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over his nightlife. He's going to wake up in the morning. No devils are allowed to operate. The next 2 mornings, he got up bright, shiny. Just think about that poor little boy having to get his behind paddled because a devil was bothering him. And then they have a daughter that plays basketball. This is another one. She's an 8th grader. She's great, too. They take after me. No, just teasing. Just teasing. But anyway, they have a foe that they have to play. And they're undefeated this year. And this foe, the game is coming up, the big foe. And it's normally the way that the whole team just gets nervous, almost to the point of throwing up. And Taylor, she's the post. You can't have the post throwing up. She's got to block the shots. So anyway, they agreed. They didn't tell Taylor what they agreed. They said, we're going to just get together and agree that she's not going to be nervous all day today. And she's not going to go in that locker room nervous tonight. And furthermore, we're agreeing and we bind the devil. They bound the devil away from her. Fears of the devil. I don't care what form it takes. In the name of Jesus, we bind that demon. And we say she's going to enjoy the game. That night she came home, they won. That night she came home and she said to her parents, you know, she said there was a lot of nervousness in the locker room, but for some reason I wasn't even nervous about this great game. She said, I just really enjoyed it. little places. Just little things we think that, but we look, we're putting up with it. Hallelujah. Now, there is that about us individually that's to give God glory, and individually we're to rule and reign, but we are a body. And I'm going to read you what he said about that in his book on dominion. Recognize your relationship to the body of believers and the body's divine relationship with Christ. The most powerful living organism on the earth today is the church, the very body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of this body. Every born-again believer is a member of his powerful body. Jesus himself described this body's irresistible strength. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For many centuries, the church too little recognized her indomitable power. But you and I are living in a day when this powerful organism is waking up. Hallelujah. We must get the revelation that we are the body of Christ. We must accept the spiritual authority we have in the body of Christ. We must accept the fact that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. As we move together, nothing can stand before us. We can change anything we want to change on the face of the earth. Now I look around at you. Some of your faces I've been seeing for years. I've been seeing your faces for years in places that taught these things. We cannot plead ignorance. The church in Houston is particularly blessed. It has particularly been fed the Word of God and has seen the operation and the manifestation of the power of God. Right. But ere you go out of here, Houston will have seen a body that shines and glows with the power and the glory of God, and miracles right and left taking place all over town, and a huge influx of souls to the kingdom. But you will have to get along with your neighbors. You will have to get along with the body of Christ. The Bible calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. Just walk over that line we drew the other night, and let it be that never another word comes out your mouth against any brother in the body of Christ in Houston. Brother Hagin said years ago, he went into this, I don't know whether it's a pastor's meeting or it was just a big, where all the church denominational people got together, I don't know. But a bunch of pastors were together, and a brother pastor had gotten a divorce. And I mean, they were laying him low. You could murder your wife in those days and keep your papers, but if you divorced her, it was over. You're not in the ministry ever again. And Brother Hagin said, they were laying the guy low. And he said, all I did, I just stood there and went, yeah, yeah, that's too bad. That's bad. He said that night God waked me up and reamed me out. Who are you to judge my servant? Well, Lord, I didn't judge him. I only just nodded my head. That's right. You nodded your head. You don't know everything. They don't know everything. That's why I told you, who are you to judge another man's servant? It's good not to have to judge God's servants. Oh, it's a relief. When I was, my great-grandparents were pre-Azusa Street Pentecostals. They loved Oral Roberts. My grandmother that I loved to be with at all times and just practically lived at her house loved Oral Roberts. But my father and the third generation of those Pentecostals became denominational. And my denominational pastor, when I was a senior in high school, we moved to a new town, junior and a senior, he didn't love Brother Roberts. And every year we drove down in a church bus to Falls Creek, Oklahoma camp from Pryor, Oklahoma, which was about a 5-6 hour drive. And he would tell jokes on Brother Roberts and make fun of him to the kids on the bus going to church camp and laughing at all the things that happened. And you know, it just kind of made me, what is this? That denomination came out with a denominational paper in the charismatic days that speaking in tongues was of the devil. So I just read that in there. Somebody told me they were going to receive the Spirit and speak with tongues. I said, that's of the devil. Only reason I said it was based on the state paper. And that person said to me, well, if it's of the devil, why is it in the Bible? And what do you know? Within a week, I was speaking in tongues. Because somebody had taken me to Brother Hagin's meeting. It was 1967 April. Oh, it's glorious. Oh, marvelous to be filled with speaking with tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost and worshiping and singing. I sang and praised for days. But it so happened to be that the week when I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit, Brother Roberts joined the Methodist Church. He joined the Methodist Church. He quit the, I think, Pentecostal Holiness and joined the Methodist. Now, I'm in a meeting of Pentecostals for the first time in my life, about 150 of them cram jammed in there. Some of us were new denominational people. Brother Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin were spoon feeding us with the Word of God on the things of the Spirit. But some of the people had come from the local Pentecostal churches, and they were up in the air. Oral Roberts has joined the Methodist Church and quit the Pentecostal Holiness. And here I am hearing it. And I said, oh my, I just now have got all this straight about Brother Roberts. I've just now seen the light here. Love Brother Roberts and what he does. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, who are you to judge my servants, whether they stand or whether they fall? I will make them to stand. And at that moment, I was delivered from judging God's servants. I don't judge them. I don't judge anybody. I might judge.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer, and the newly released book, Authority of the Believer, by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.